Exodus chapter 12. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and to Aaron in the land of Egypt, and said, This month is the start of months to you. It is the first of the months of the year to you. Speak to the whole congregation of Israel, and say that on the 10th day of this month they must each take their lamb, one per house of their fathers, a lamb per house. And if the house is too small to afford a lamb, then it and its neighbour which is most like that house in head count will take a lamb, and you will each be attributed to the shared lamb in accordance with those eating from it. It shall be a perfect one-year-old male of yours. You will take it from the lambs or from the goats, and it will be an animal kept for you until the 14th day of this month, when the whole convocation of the congregation of Israel will slaughter it in the evening. And they will take some of its blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the houses in which they will eat it. And they will eat the meat on that night, roasted on a fire, and unleavened bread, and they will eat it with bitter herbs. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled in water at all, but rather roasted on a fire, its head with its legs and with its innards. Do not leave any of it remaining until the morning, and whatever of it would remain until morning, burn up in a fire. And this is how you shall eat it, with your loins girded, and with your shoes on your feet, and with your staff in your hand. And you shall eat it with haste. It is the Lord's Passover. And I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night, and I will strike every firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and cattle, and I will execute judgments against all the gods of Egypt, as I am the Lord. And the blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and I will see the blood, and I will pass over you, and there will not be any destructive blow on you when I strike in the land of Egypt. And this day will be a memorial for you, and you will celebrate it as a festival to the Lord throughout your generations. You will celebrate it as an age-abiding statute. You will eat unleavened bread for 7 days. Right on the first day you will remove leaven from your houses, for if anyone eats leavened bread, then that person will be cut off from Israel, this being in force from the first day to the 7th day. On the first day you will hold a holy convocation, and on the 7th day you will hold a holy convocation. No work will be done on them, except that food needs to be eaten by everyone. That alone is what can be done by you. And you will keep the days of the unleavened bread, for on this very day I will have brought your companies out of the land of Egypt. And you will keep this day throughout your generations as an age-abiding statute. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, in the evening, you will eat unleavened bread, until the 21st day of the month in the evening. For 7 days no leaven will be found in your houses, for if anyone eats anything leavened, then that person will be cut off from the congregation of Israel, this applying to the foreigner and the native of the land. You will eat nothing leavened. In all of the places where you live you will eat unleavened bread. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel, and he said to them, Select and take a lamb for yourselves according to your families, and slaughter the Passover. And take a bundle of hyssop, and dip it in the blood which is in the drain pan, and apply some of the blood which is in the drain pan to the lintel and to the two doorposts. And not one of you will go out of the door of his house until the morning. And the Lord will pass through so as to strike Egypt, and he will see the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts. And the Lord will pass over the door, and will not allow the destroyer to come into your houses to strike there. And you will observe this injunction as a statute of yours and of your sons, age-abidingly. And it will come to pass, when you come to the land which the Lord will give you, as he has said, that you will keep this service. And it will come to pass, when your sons say to you, What is this service of yours? That you will say, It is the sacrifice of the Passover to the Lord, who passed over the houses of the sons of Israel in Egypt, when he struck Egypt, but saved our houses. Then the people bowed and worshipped. Then the sons of Israel departed and did this. As the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron, so they carried it out. And it came to pass at midnight that the Lord struck every firstborn in the land of Egypt, from Pharaoh's firstborn, who sat on his throne, to the firstborn of the captive, who was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of the cattle. And Pharaoh got up at night, he and all his servants, and all of Egypt, and there was loud shouting in Egypt, for there was no house where there wasn't someone dead. Then he called for Moses and for Aaron at night and said, "Get up and go away from my people, both you and the sons of Israel, and go and serve the Lord according to what you said. Take also your sheep and your cattle, as you said, and go, and bless me too." And Egypt was resolved concerning the people to be quick in sending them out of the land, for they said, "Otherwise we are all dead." And the people carried their dough before it was leavened, in their kneading troughs, on their shoulder, bound up in their clothes. And when the sons of Israel acted according to Moses' word, and they asked Egypt for items of silver and items of gold and clothes, the Lord put favour towards the people in Egypt's sight, and they granted their requests, and they plundered Egypt. And the sons of Israel moved from Ramses to Succoth. There were about 600,000 men on foot, excluding children. But a large number of mixed camp followers also went up with them, as did sheep and cattle, livestock in a very considerable quantity. And they baked the dough which they had brought out of Egypt into unleavened cakes, for it was not leavened, for they had been driven out of Egypt and could not delay, and they had not prepared any provisions for themselves either. Now the time of the stay of the sons of Israel, when they stayed in Egypt, was 430 years. And it came to pass, after 430 years, and it was on the very same day, that all the companies of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. It is a night of observance to the Lord, when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. This very night of the Lord's is an observance to all the sons of Israel throughout their generations. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "This is the statute of the Passover. No foreigner will partake of it. But as for every servant who was bought for money, and whom you have circumcised, in that case he shall partake of it. No temporary resident or hired servant shall partake of it. It will be eaten in one house. You shall not bring any meat out from the house outside, and you shall not break any bone in it. Every congregation of Israel will celebrate it. And if a foreigner should stay with you and celebrate the Lord's Passover, every male belonging to him must be circumcised, and then he shall approach to celebrate it, and he will be like a native of the land, but no uncircumcised person shall partake of it. There will be one law for the native and the foreigner staying with you." And all the sons of Israel did what the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron. So they did. And it came to pass on this very day that the Lord brought the sons of Israel out of the land of Egypt in their companies.